rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1965. This was the year of hard rock. The Beatles were bigger and bigger and even bigger. More British groups came on the scene. The Rolling Stones, Herman's Hermits. The Motown sound gained momentum. 95% of the charts had British musicians on them. American singers who were accustomed to a string of hits suddenly dropped out of sight. It was tough, except for the Negro singers. Somehow, it just kept rolling along. The Supremes didn't feel the sting. Nor did the Four Tops or the Miracles. The king of R&B, James Brown, crossed over to the pop field.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1965.
Temperature 32 degrees.
Some men fly above the sky. They are what they must be. But baby, the rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow.
Glenn Yarborough, formerly with the Limelighters, decided to go it alone. He had a million seller called Baby the Rain Must Fall. It's Dave Jones with Song at WPGC. There's a group in 1970 that hopped into the progressive scene with a gigantic two-album thing. Two albums in a row are monsters. The group Moody Blues, their first sound in 1965 to break on the United States grounds was this.
We've already said...
I don't want you to tell.
That's the Moody Blues side of Go Now, baby. It's Dave Jones on 1965. The Rock and Roll Generation is on the Ewa. We're on the move until 11 o'clock at Murgatroyd. It's 32 degrees outdoors. Revised weather goes clear and cold tonight. Low down about 22. Tomorrow cloudy. Snow beginning about noontime. Continuing at night. High to about 32 degrees. Going to be a nice day. Now let's continue. 1965 was the year of the Motortown, so to speak. A lot of Motown sounds showed up. And this was one of them, done by a group known as the Supremes. It was not yet called Diana Ross and the Supremes. Simply the Supremes. And the song went like this. Number 24 in the year 1965, the Supremes and Stop in the Name of Love. Dave Jones presenting the Rock and Roll Generation, 18 after 9, WPGC making music. In 1970, another group that emerged in 1965 popped back into the music scene with two very heavy, heavy hits. The group was fairly heavy for 1965, too. They had a song that went like this. They were called the Ides of March.
Yeah. gave you plenty of warning. Wouldn't listen to what I say. Now you are in mourning. I tell you you're in a mighty bad way. Yeah, 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 yeah. You wouldn't listen to me.
Break your heart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
Tear it apart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
Tear it apart.
You wouldn't listen to me. You wouldn't listen to me. You wouldn't hear what I got to sing. You wouldn't listen to me. Now you have got a pain. You've got a pain. You wouldn't listen to me.
Now you have got a pain. You've got a pain.
You wouldn't listen to me.
Now you have got a pain.
Oh, that's nice. You wouldn't listen, baby. Ides of March on WPGC. The year is 1965. The Rock and Roll Generation is on the air. I'm Davy Jones, playing music for you until 11 o'clock. In 1965, a writer emerged on the scene. A group known as the Byrds recorded a couple of his tunes. His name was Bob Dylan, and this is one of those tunes. All I Really Want to Do, Baby. The charts in 1970, the big single is Chestnut Mare. Their big album is Untitled. Right now it's Dave Jones at 23 minutes after 9 from Martha the Vandellas. The Motown sound was still cooking in 1965. There's nowhere to run.
She comes a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I WPGC FM Morningside presenting the top 100 hits January 1st, 1971.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation in 1965. Five. About the new year.
1965, a husband and wife team got together and put out a record called I Got You, Babe. It was a monster.
I don't.
almost over, folks.
I got you, babe.
I'll do that again, please.
I got you, babe.
One more time, just for, you know, posterity sake, all right?
I got you, babe.
Thank you, Larry. Almost through.
I got you, babe.
You can finish anytime you like.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. That's the sound off.
Sonny
and Cher on WPGC. They had a monster of a record. I got you, babe. Dave Jones with music. 18 now to the hour. That's 18 before. Birds came back again in 1965 with another Bob Dylan tune. They called Mr. Tambourine Man. Play a tune for me. Mr. Tambourine Man, written by Bob Dylan from WPGC's Rock and Roll Generation. The year we're in is 1965. It's 12 before 10 o'clock. The Walker Brothers had a big hit in 1965, and it went like this.
Isn't
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1965.
The In Crowd by Dobie Gray on WPGC. It's Dave Jones playing songs from the home of the heavyweights, WPGC, and the sound of the rock and roll generation is on the air. 3 minutes now before 10 o'clock. From 1965, the top 10 records read like this. Number 10, You Were On My Mind by We Five. Number 9, The In Crowd, the Ramsey Lewis Trio. Number 8 was Come See About Me, the Supremes. Number 7, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, the Righteous Brothers. Number 6, Downtown, Petula Clark. Number 5, Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. Number 4, Can't Help Myself, the Four Tops. Number 3 was Mr. Lonely with Bobby Vinton. Number 2, Wooly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And number 1 was the Supremes. Back in My Arms Again.
I'm not the one.
PGC FM Morningside, presenting the top 100 hits, January 1st, 1971.